It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Kind of the baby hand. One of the guys from MASH had a little baby hand.
Matt.
His death pun was Casket Lazy, I think it was.
And Steve.
I don't feel like getting hepatitis bathing with all those dirt bags.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
What would you say?
You do, dear.
Hey, where are the white women at?
What would you say? You do, dear.
What do you do here?
What do we do here?
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew. And Steve. Real mature, guys. Real mature. It's just the three of us, huh?
Yeah, but it's fucking hot.
Three is company, and it's steaming up in here. Wish we could put that fan on.
Open the windows, man.
We're live on Ustream, but you know that if you're listening. If not, yeah.
That's cool. Ustream's a good thing.
Yeah, if we could figure it out. It'd be nice to have somebody else to do all this crap, you know?
What's that crap?
It's like, you know, running the Ustream and pulling the articles and a silent. Somebody's silent.
Anybody out there looking for jobs that you're not going to get paid for?
And probably don't want to do?
Yeah, nobody wants to do that kind of stuff.
No, I don't even want to do it.
That's all right. I figure as long as we bring one story a piece, then, you know, we'll have stuff to talk about. But when none of us bring any stories, that kind of...
Then we have 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. It just seems that every time we want to do a show, nothing goes on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
This giant ball of mass and gas and ass.
Damn.
And there's nothing going on.
Damn.
Well, there's a lot going on. It's just all crap.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, do you want to talk about the best paid celebrities under 30?
Not really.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And really all there is sex scandals right now. That's about it.
Which are boring.
They are. They are boring. I mean, come on.
Unless you're involved in a sex scandal.
Well.
Which I am.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Although getting back to what I said with that, we didn't want to talk about Justin Bieber.
Oh, boy.
Second in the list with $53 million in earnings over the past 12 months.
Kill him.
My God.
I hate him more.
I'm sure number one is probably Lady Gaga.
Probably. It's either Lady Gaga.
Yeah, $170 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
She's slaughtering.
Ching,
ching. Her album sales just plummeted, though.
Really?
Well, she broke all those records when they released, and she crashed Amazon servers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess everybody bought it, so then there was nobody left to buy it. So her sales dropped like 70% the second week.
Of course, because
everyone bought it.
Yeah. That's it. Oh, buy multiple copies.
Yeah.
Seriously. Come on.
There's only so many people that are going to buy that.
Plus, the word got out that it sucked. That it wasn't as good as the last one.
So it really isn't as good as
How much did it do the first week?
More than anybody's ever done.
I don't know about the actual how much it made.
No, well, I mean, how many
I know
how
it
many
sold
sales?
Over a million.
It did over a million the first week.
The first week.
Usually, a big album does about 250. 250K is like a big album. A huge album does about 500.
The last time they had a spike like that and a drop, I think, was NSYNC back in the day.
Yeah.
They sold like almost a million and then...
And then, you know. Yeah. Because
I mean, you're lucky if you sell a million albums, period.
Total. Total.
So I don't know why they're all like, oh, her sales are dropping.
It usually takes an artist, like, if they're going to reach 10 million sales, that usually takes 10 years or more. That's a long time. So
a long time.
The thing that confuses me is there should be at least a million DJs out there.
Wow.
So you think that if
a
one would buy...
A million DJs.
Yeah. So.
That's a lot of DJs.
There's a lot of people in the world.
I understand that.
It's not very impressive.
Very weird. I watched her HBO special.
Yeah.
She talks a lot.
She does.
She was in New York, I guess, because she's from New York. And so she was very excited, but she just has this weird, like... She would just, like, stop the show and, like, go on stage with a spotlight and... Hello, all my monsters! And they'd all scream. She just, like, was very... I don't know.
She talks like Jim Sherman from The Critic. Hello, all my monsters.
Hello.
Nice.
I'm not the pig from the video. What video? Wow.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway.
I seen like the teaser for that. I guess MTV was doing one.
Yeah.
Or maybe just promoting it for HBO.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed interesting. I just don't have HBO.
Yeah, that definitely hurts it.
Yeah.
And she's still being bombarded with rumors that she's a guy and all that good stuff.
Oh, dude, I will go ahead for men and bang her just to see.
Just to see?
Just to prove it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a couple guys got that covered before you.
Just a couple.
Yeah, probably like her fucking record label fucking big wigs.
Fucking fuck?
That's it.
Yes, all those guys.
I have it erased, but recently I guess she was just walking around with her titties hanging out.
Just her to prove it?
Yeah, her weird little flapjacks.
They are weird.
They are deflated little fun bags.
They are weird, but
even
suckable.
On the concert, she came out with like a see-through thing, and she just had the tape X's,
yeah,
and they were very strange looking. Granted, they were squished, but...
Yeah.
No, they just look like that.
Yeah.
They just look like that.
That's what you get for having a long clitoris.
Wow. That's what you assume when that object could have been anything.
It was definitely some kind of part of vagina.
Okay.
Anyway.
And it was floppy.
Okay.
It was floppy. Don't be a drag, Derek. Just be a queen.
That's right. Don't be a drag. Just be a queen. All right, so we covered Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber.
So far, yeah.
What about who else is up there?
What about Justin Bieber's girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. What was that? Selena Gomez?
Yeah, the one that's...
The one with the high blood pressure?
Yeah, she's got some kind of BP problems.
Seriously, I'm going through news. It's like, Selena Gomez has high blood pressure. I'm like, really?
Why?
She's probably getting her box reamed out by Bieber all the time.
Ew.
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Little Bieber's beebing.
Beebing.
I'm like, there's all these rumors. Mr. Rogers was a Navy SEAL.
Hmm.
That's been around for a long time, that one.
Apparently he wasn't.
Yeah, he's a faggot.
I mean, wow. He's dead, and he gave us so much. He made everybody cry at that award. What was it? They gave him like a lifetime achievement award.
Yes.
And he sat there and talked to everybody like they were his neighbors, and they all cried. It was very sad. Mm-hmm. Almost as sad as Big Bird singing at Jim Henson's funeral.
Wow.
Do you remember
my God.
That?
Oh, wow.
That's like...
That's serious stuff.
That is serious.
That's a real drag. Because Big Bird was a drag queen, right?
He's a boy, right? Yeah, he's a boy.
Is it a boy?
I think it was finally. You ever see the guy who does his voice?
No.
Little short dude with a beard. He actually does the puppet, too.
Yeah?
His head goes up to, like, Big Bird's chest, and his hand goes all the way up to the mouth, and his other hand he can use and move.
Yeah.
And Big Bird's other hand is always, like,
isn't Big Bird, like, 8 feet tall?
Well, yeah. Okay. The guy is, like, you know, probably 5-something, and his hand's going all the way up. So
yeah,
you can
that's
get
pretty
that.
Ridiculous.
It's just weird because if you hear him talk normally, he kind of sounds like Big Bird.
Yeah.
Like if you ever heard Jim Henson talk, he kind of sounded like Kermit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Now I'm going to start crying because we're talking about Jim Henson.
He's dead.
He's very dead.
He just died recently.
Grim Henson.
Yeah, recently, within the past 15 years.
Yeah.
You missed that one.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Grim Henson.
How do you like that, Derek?
Eat that. Eat that, Derek's childhood.
Yeah, I watched it too.
Watched what? Oh, all the Muppet stuff and everything?
Sesame Street and all those other things.
What was Mr. Rogers' first name?
I don't know.
Probably Jim or something. Fred Rogers.
That's it.
Fred Rogers?
Yep. Dead grave robbers.
Now you're
Dead Rogers.
Dead That's Rogers. All you need.
That's all you
dead
need.
Rogers.
He has a built-in dead gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Yeah.
We should just do a skit one, you know, one show where we just take celebrities from generations past and just make up death puns for all of them.
I think that you should.
We'll go around the room.
We should just definitely do a gimmick where you talk like Krang for the entire show.
I might have to do that.
Because I'm actually pretty pumped about that. I know Derek's getting up to leave, but I know that Matt's pumped.
It's coming.
Just like the time that me and Matt were quoting Ninja Turtle movies and Craig threw his money down and left.
Who?
Craig?
Former show member Craig.
Yeah, Craig. Former Aristocrat member. Yeah, he got extremely annoyed at us.
People don't like inside jokes. I've learned that over the years.
It wasn't really an inside joke.
It was just
sure
annoying.
He's seen Ninja Turtles before.
Well, you guys were reciting the entire movie in a diner.
We were word for word.
We were. Yeah.
And he got mad before his food came out.
With inflection and everything.
No, he ate.
I thought it was before food came out.
Well, he wasn't finished eating.
He threw the 20 on the table and left.
Yep. Yeah. He didn't say anything. He just threw. I'm surprised he even put money down. I wouldn't blame him if he didn't. He's just like, yeah.
Ninja Turtles was a classic. And I just watched it last night.
Yeah, we did.
I'd like to watch that again.
My my daughter, my oldest daughter, went to the movies for movie night.
Oh.
We went to the movie store. And that's what she
We went
out.
To the movie store.
Yeah, it's a little one. Different. I thought you maybe went to a theater.
You guys are gay.
Do they still do that, like, baby, like, bring your kid to the movie thing during the day?
I have no idea.
Dude, they don't even have a Tuesday matinee.
No? I haven't been to the movies
Some other
so
company
long.
Took it over. It's not Multiplex Cinemas anymore.
I do want to go to the dine-in movie theater.
Oh, yeah?
And, was that Menlo Park Mall.
Oh, nice.
Yes. They actually serve you at your seat. Liquor, beer, whatever, sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was there. We should go.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice. We should go as a group, as an aristocrap.
Aristocrap.
That's a good idea.
And we'll give it a review.
I got to take an aristocrap.
Some people say the food's okay. Some people say the food sucks. But I say if they're going to hand it to you while you're watching a movie, it doesn't really matter.
Give me another beer.
It's beer. It's burgers. It's chicken fingers. It's like, you know. What you would expect.
That's fine.
And
finger food.
You have to be 18 or over to get in.
Cool.
So no whining kids.
Oh.
And R-rated movies, you got to be 21 and over.
Really? Yeah. And I think we qualify for both.
I believe we do.
For R-rated movies?
Or there's certain R-rated movies where it's 21 and over.
Huh.
Because 18-year-olds aren't responsible anymore.
Yeah, so this way you don't have a bunch of 18-year-olds in there.
Yeah, getting drunk.
Well, just cranking it.
Yeah.
Some 18-year-olds get fucking crazy horny and just crank it.
Really?
Yeah.
Never experienced that. Only with Pee Wee Herman.
Oh. Well, then you've never gone to the movies with me.
I tell you, Pee Wee's doing great.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Did you see his new thing?
Oh,
his HBO special?
I haven't gotten to see it yet, but I heard about it.
It's very good.
I didn't hear about it, but he looks
Is it perverted?
Like
no, he looks good on the show.
Not really.
Up close, like in interviews, he looks old, but...
So what you're saying is he does look like shit.
He looks like Pee Wee Herman.
All I know is that I've seen him countless times on WWE Raw.
He does come out a lot.
Is
and
he really?
Yeah, yes. And he can't even do Pee Wee anymore.
Yeah.
Like, he struggles to laugh now because he can't breathe. Like yeah,
he's probably like 50.
Yeah, he's up there.
Is he gay?
I think so.
I don't know. But he just looks tired. He looks like he's ready to... He should hang it up, but... There's just something about...
He looked like shit in that movie Blow.
Wow.
I think he did good in Blow.
He did good, but you could just see that the Pee-wee was dead then. And that him bringing it back is just because he needs money.
Yeah. Pee-wee is dead.
Yes. He was on, I don't know if it was Conan or somebody. It was a number of years ago. Maybe
Conan the Barbarian?
That guy.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago, and they talked about him, you know, getting into the suit and being Pee-wee again. And he actually brought a pair of pants that he wore when he did the show, and he's just like, I've put on a little bit of weight, and he's still tiny.
Yeah.
He's still small, and he put the pants on and ripped them on the show. He stood up and, like, jumped into them, and he just ripped them.
But wow. He's just one of those guys that's all he's ever going to be able to do,
and
it's good that he embraced it and did it again.
I respect him for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wish he never stopped, because I couldn't fault the guy for what he did.
Has he changed his name to Pee-wee Herman yet?
No, he's still Paul Rubens.
Okay.
But I watched that. Have you seen the original Pee-wee's... The original stand-up?
I didn't see the one. I've never seen any of the one before the TV show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's the
weird.
Same premise as the original Showtime.
You're talking about his Broadway show, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of innuendos and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's more
not,
adult.
Yeah, he doesn't have his wiener out on stage.
He should, though.
Well.
Again?
But it was very, very entertaining. Mm-hmm. I laughed a lot.
He is funny.
He is.
Pee-wee does rule.
And that was a great show, too.
I love that story.
I love that story.
All right, Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, Pee-wee Herman.
Where's Bruno Mars at?
What is he making?
Hang on, getting back to Pee-wee. Does he have any cameos from the old show? Like any of the old characters, or is it just
The original,
like Conky?
The original, everybody's on it.
Yeah.
The original Miss Yvonne.
Really?
Yeah. Cowboy Curtis, not, what's his name?
The black
guy? Matrix.
No, not him?
Lawrence Fishburne?
Lawrence Fishburne was the original.
Yeah.
Cowboy Curtis, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do it, obviously. It's some other dude.
The original Miss Yvonne.
Miss Yvonne!
She looks like crap.
I bet.
Because she's like 60.
Oh, I'd still bang her.
Bang her beehive.
Yes. So he has like a little Pee-wee's Playhouse on stage then.
Oh, yeah. The whole setup and everything.
The mailman?
Yep.
Same original one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything.
Mr. Rogers should come back. Bring back Mr. Rogers on stage. I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
See, I always said Steve should have done a Mr. Rogers gimmick for wrestling, where he would have like a tearaway suit of sorts that he could wear. Like some big, like, what kind of shoes did he wear?
Like the little loafers or whatever?
Yeah, like a big pair of loafers you could get around your boots.
That would be funny if
and,
you just, like, set
sit
up a
in the
chair.
Middle of the ring and just be on, like, have the referee or somebody hold the mic for
take
him.
Take his sweater off.
And just talk and just rip apart the crowd, saying how much he doesn't want to be their neighbors, how much he hates them. It would be an awesome heel gimmick.
It would be. And I would actually prefer to just change into the wrestling boots, but that takes so long. I wouldn't have enough material.
It would be hilarious. It would really be hilarious.
I'm sure Dapper would go for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How good would that be? They would be so mad because they're just sitting there watching you put your boots on. That'd be fantastic.
I'd be so mad, too, and blown up. After I put my boots on, I got to go relax a little bit.
Because you're hunched over your gut while you're trying to do it.
I don't have a gut, bitch.
Really?
And you can do, like, the Mr. Rogers music. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Yep.
That would be great.
Come in on a little trolley.
A trolley.
Ding, ding. Pushed by druids.
All right, now we're getting out of
evil
here.
Fred Rogers.
Pushed by druids because he's dead.
Yes.
You would just roll the casket out and you would come out of it.
With like X's over my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be good. You can resurrect them, yeah.
Resurrecting Mr. Rogers.
I'll sit up and stuff.
We got a sound bit.
You can imagine him coming out to that. That'd be great.
And then have it go like... and then go into like Doink's music.
I think you should do this, Steve.
I think the fucking crowd would fall asleep.
That's the whole point.
Could you just imagine that?
Did it just get upbeat on its own?
Yeah.
That's when I would bust out of the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you did a nice Fred Rogers and you were just annoying.
Like a Wave of Mercy out, sort of?
Yeah, yeah. Shaking everyone's hand and everything. Everyone's like, what the hell is this? And then you just go balls nuts in the ring.
Yeah. Like fucking spinning heel kicks and moonsaults.
Yeah, just come out like this, shaking everyone's hand. You got your cardigan on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, that's an idea. I have two built-in gimmicks, you know.
Captain America?
Captain America and Mr. Rogers.
Yep. I've always wanted to live
in a neighborhood.
I like this. I'm going to pursue this with you. Let's make the most of this beautiful day. And you can even sing. You can get the wireless mic and come out and sing. Might as well
say. I can't sing. I can hardly talk.
Neither can Fred Rogers. He's dead.
He can't sing at all. You're right.
Yeah. Hey, just come out and, it's a beautiful day. Hello, neighbor. All the kids will love you. And then you just get
in
the
it's a...
Hello, and, crowd member.
And then when you take your like cardigan off, you'll just have like some kind of weird Slayer shirt.
Won't you be
and then just go nuts.
My fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Won't you be my mark?
Didn't you say there was somebody that like just came out with a Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Gimmick?
Dunkin' Stunod. We made that guy do that.
Yeah, and it was horrendous and it never
You know what? We
once.
Talked about this. We
But he went over,
this.
Right?
He was so unbelievably over and guys like Steve and that other Steve that used to be on the show.
Who's that?
They are offended by the fact that he came out in a Dunkin' Donuts uniform with a box of donuts and passed them out to kids, and he got over with that. I actually applaud him for having the guts to do something as stupid as that and get over with it. He was more over than I was, and everybody knew who I was.
So why don't you just dress up as a fucking pizza guy and hand out slices?
I'll be Pizza the Hut,
yeah,
and I'll come out in a Pizza Hut uniform.
I mean, look back at some of the gimmicks that Vince put out and the old WWF.
They all ruled.
They all ruled, but they were dumb.
No.
Garbage
and they went
man.
Over. Yeah, Duke the Dumpster Drosy.
It's over.
Yeah, I know it's over, but
it wasn't
went
over for that long. But for an indie wrestler, that's considerably over. Then he became the evil donut guy.
It's better than some of the crap that they're putting out now at these indie shows.
Black tights, black boots, cropped hair. That's it. That's all
with,
you see.
With the Zoo World Order with all the kids dressed up like animals.
Horrendous.
I was like squirming in my seat.
Mortified.
Out of happiness.
I was embarrassed for them.
If you saw a guy come out in Dunkin' Donuts uniform, and it's not like he was some like shrimpy backyard. He's a big, pretty big dude. Comes out with a Dunkin' Donuts uniform. He's got a box of Dunkin' Donuts. And you're a kid sitting there. He opens the box. And you see real donuts in there.
Yeah, but I would have no clue if that guy pissed and shit all over.
They
no,
don't care.
You're not thinking about that when you're
have you
10
seen
years
the people
old.
That come to these shows? They but eat all
you're thinking
already.
About is, oh my God, I want that glazed donut. Oh my God, I want that glazed donut. It's coming towards me, this awesome wrestler. Oh my God, he threw it on the ground. He stepped on it. Now I hate his guts. And then and he's over, and he used to do that.
I hope he got paid more than he cost for the fucking
He probably
donuts.
Never got a dime.
Yeah, probably
he,
not.
He only did one singles match ever, and it was against me.
Oh, well, you must have ate all the donuts because you look like it.
Go.
That was the finish. That was the finish. He jammed every last donut down your fucking gullet neck.
That's right.
And you swallowed it all.
That's right.
That's right, baby.
That's right, baby.
I think we need to get back to simpler gimmicks.
Yeah. Start busting them out a little bit.
I think so. I think the gimmick is dead.
It pretty much
Everyone's
is.
Just got like a flashy name, and then they come out and try to be mm-hmm. a tough guy.
Well, actually, I had a tweet on my regular Twitter account. Rampage X Rogers at Twitter.
That guy.
From NWS Wrestling Twitter account saying that they're trying to make a flyer for the J Cup tag tournament or the J Cup
D Cup
that's going to be happening in the next couple months. And they're trying to make a nice colorful flyer because they were told to make it colorful and nice. And like 14 out of the 20 people on it are wearing black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I just answered back, black is slimming because I wear black. But. That's probably the main reason why. Plus, yeah, most heels wear black.
Because everybody wants to be a badass heel. Everyone wants to come out in their black outfits and be a tough guy. Mm-hmm. Nobody is willing to be like, I'll dress up like an idiot and be a wrestler.
Because nobody understands the business.
Yeah.
They don't understand it.
All I know is I did get a white t-shirt, band t-shirt, because I wear the band gimmick t-shirts, you know?
Mm-hmm. I just wear t-shirts because I'm fat.
Yeah, that's basically why. And, I just realized I put it on. I had it nice and cut up for the way I wear the t-shirts. And I found out that the band that I picked out was like a nice like group for 15-year-old girls.
What was it?
A bullet for my Valentine or something.
Oh.
But I got it mostly because of the design of the shirt.
Well, yeah. We actually picked up a couple shirts when we thought we were going to be tagging a couple years ago. And what was it? Avenged Sevenfold?
Yeah.
I've never listened to them once. Well, I have no idea.
Good. I enjoy that band.
But the shirts looked cool. They looked similar. One was white. White with black and green. The other was black with white and green. They matched, but they were opposite. Every kid who comes up to me during intermission is just like, oh, I love that band. I'm like, okay.
Sure. Yeah, but that's good.
It is good. No, it is good. I'm just saying that I have no idea who they are.
But for my character in general now, especially with the, you know, I'm doing what everybody else does, and that's the badass gimmick. It's not very badass to be wearing a 15-year-old girl
that,
group.
That, you know? That would have been a faux pas.
I mean, they're not girls in the band, but that's what they attract.
It's like a... It's that like emo kind of...
Yeah, gay shit.
Yeah, like girls write the band name and marker on their arm and put it on MySpace.
Yes.
Yes.
I like calling it a faux pas now.
Oh, a faux pas?
I just think it's a funny word.
Faux pas!
A faux pas. That's the thing that the Mexican girls have, right?
I mean, don't get me wrong. The badass has a place.
But no, you're right.
But there has to be only a couple.
There doesn't need to be 5 or 10 or 20 or 60 in a promotion.
Every match is some dude with a goatee and long hair wearing leather.
Or a dude with a goatee and a shaved head.
Yeah. who happened to be going bald. That's why he shaved his head.
Dicks.
Yeah.
No, whoops.
But no, you're right. And actually, that's what the management of the company I wrestle for says, that they have too many badasses.
Because
I tried to do the gay gimmick for a while. I'm not comfortable doing that, so it's hard for me to get in that character.
See, This is where I like to come up with ideas. Like I see a character and I think of over the top nonsense things that I'd like to see that character do.
Yeah.
That I know they'll never do because nobody will ever put the dedication or the time that they should, because it's wrestling and people want to be entertained. I think when you do that gay character gimmick, they should get like a big armoire that looks like a mobile closet and roll it out on a hand truck and stand it up and open the doors and you come out of the closet in the middle of the aisle. As a character, as your entrance, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's too involved for an indie show.
No, it's not. You roll out a closet with a guy in it.
Too involved. They brought the ZWO out, those kids dressed like animals, and they were in the ring for a half an hour making animal noises. Too involved.
You have two jabronis who put up the ring, wheel it out. You come out of the closet, and you walk to the rest of the way of the ring, and they wheel it back. That's it.
Yeah, well, it's funny, but I'm never doing that character again.
Everybody will remember the guy who came out of the closet in the middle of the aisle. It would be unbelievably over.
If I got a call to do that gay character again, my quick response would be, I quit and hang up.
Yeah, because everybody has these delusions that they're going to be like, they're going to make it. They're going to make do whatever. Exactly. So they don't want to have all this silly shit come back to bite them. But the reality is, how many make it?
One
less than you think.
One out of probably 1,000.
Yeah.
That actually make it and wrestle
on a consistent
basis. And
what is make it? Make it would be like get on TV.
Get on TV.
For a day.
That's it. Get on TV once. Get a paycheck from Vince McMahon, like some people we know, and that's it. That is considered making it to a lot of guys. To other guys, making it is
exactly
winning a title in one of the top promotions,
which is where I'm at, and I'm content with it.
Top promotions meaning WWE, TNA. but you know, or some people, it's literally. Being, you know, a Steve Austin, a John Cena, you know, one of those types. That is like one in a million.
See, and I'm satisfied with just doing an indie show.
Me too.
And people should. And people should be able to go out and do ridiculous gimmicks and entertain people because that's what it was about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why we got to... I'll do the Mr. Rogers gimmick if you come back as Del Davis.
Wow.
If my back wasn't screwed up, I would do it.
Nice. Swell Davis.
Del Davis was the guy who got lost on the way to the bathroom.
That's right. This is the one clip where you hit Steve with the water bottle.
Yeah.
And you just look like an angry fan running at him. Yeah. Because you're literally dressed in a dickie and shorts.
Yeah, you were dressed in what you would wear at home.
And
I was pretty much wearing this.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You were just a guy.
I was wearing Doc Martens shorts and a dickie shirt. On.
But you had a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if they came up to me and said, we want to dress you up like a donut guy and go out there and hit kids with donuts, I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Absolutely. It's going to get me over. It's going to get me a bigger paycheck.
At least it would be funny.
It would be.
Yeah. Sad.
That was a deep one. There's a lot of dog coming back up with that one.
Yeah, Derek, Matt's been bringing over these fucking quarter-pound hot dogs that are just so delicious. So I'm not even a hot dog fan. Like, I would rather have two burgers than one of each.
Mm-hmm.
But these hot dogs are just amazing.
Mm-hmm. They make them think of Ryan Reynolds.
I call them Ryan Reynolds brand.
The Ryan Reynolds flaccid wieners.
What's the actual brand?
They are Nathan's Dinner Franks.
Wow.
Quarter pound of delicious.
How many do you down, Matt?
I can do two.
Two?
Which you shouldn't do probably even half of one. But I do two.
Now, what is going on with the
eating challenge?
Yeah.
Well, if we plan it to be the official 100th show, which would be two shows from this one, one more will be 99, then another will be 100. If we can arrange a specific date where we know we're going to have it, I will try to ensure that the two people I have coming out will be here.
So did they back out?
No, they haven't backed up. They couldn't come last week. Fortunately, they couldn't come last week because if they were sitting here, it would have been like, oh, sorry, guys, got to go back to Long Island.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I'm not even too concerned about the whole 100th show thing.
I'd like to do it on the 100th
show. It would be nice, but if we, you know, we can't do it, we can't do it. I'd just like to do something.
Mm-hmm. But this next week is basically the week that we did it for 2 years in a row. It was middle of June, I think.
So it's basically consistent. What we used to do is little eating challenges on the show, and we came up with the chicken nugget challenge.
Yeah, the chicken chug it challenge.
Chicken chug it challenge?
Chicken chug it challenge.
And what do we agree on? First to 50?
Something like that. First to 50.
McDonald's chicken nuggets.
See, that's not impressive, though. I can do 50.
You probably can't.
I could.
It's first to 50, though.
Yeah, I can do that.
You can sit down an hour and eat 50 nuggets, but...
I doubt you'll even break 25.
Yeah. Now, I was saying 2 weeks ago I didn't like McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Ooh, you had them.
But I couldn't figure out why. I couldn't pinpoint it. I actually got them the other day, and I know why I don't like them.
Okay.
Because they're not breaded.
They have like that... Kind of solid.
Battered.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like them.
We can do Wendy's nuggets.
Well, I'm not eating, so
never mind.
It's to the preference of whoever.
All right, so here's what we do.
We're not eating anymore?
We have...
Never eating again.
We have two McDonald's within 2 minutes of this house.
I say we just go at Wendy's.
You want to do that?
They're cheaper.
If you... I don't know. How much is a 20-piece? Do you know?
I don't know.
At Wendy's?
No.
It can't be that much of a difference.
And McDonald's. It probably runs about the same.
I don't know. They're better. They taste better.
They definitely taste better, but
we do Wendy's.
I'm picturing the kid throwing up and it's smelling
not
like McDonald's nuggets.
Not gonna happen.
It's just gonna be horrible.
These guys can pound some nuggets. If you know what I'm saying.
Now is first to 50, is that not enough? Like you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I'd like to see them eat 100.
Wow. The one guy, my friend's brother probably could do, I would say between 50 and 75.
No, I actually have a challenger as well that I'm trying
to
coax into.
Yes, yes, I want this person here because
I almost thought you were going to say coach into it.
I have been coaching him.
Nice.
Had to lower that stomach.
The problem with him is though, he's a big guy, but he works out. Mm-hmm. So I mean, he eats like a monster. Mm-hmm. But like you know, the idea of sitting down eating 50 chicken nuggets
turns
is like horrifying to him.
Really?
But he can do it.
Okay.
So I have to convince him.
All right. Well, I mean, we need, you know, some people to do this. So.
Yeah.
And I'll join in. I'll chime in.
Yeah.
I'll come in.
Nom, 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 nom.
Wow. But
I'm not.
I can't.
Okay. So basically, if we do four of us, that means we have to get at least 200 nuggets. It's a lot of nuggets.
That's a lot of nuggets.
Is that that's almost something we have to pre-warn Wendy's you're coming.
Well, what we can do is we can go. We have if we're well, we're definitely going to do Wendy's. I mean, you're not eating. If you're not eating, we're going to do.
Yeah, McDonald's. But I got to smell it.
So what?
McDonald's nuggets are gross.
We have
they
two.
Are gross,
we have two
they?
McDonald's.
That makes it even better.
We have.
You're right.
We have one a minute north of us and one about 2 minutes east of us.
Yeah.
So we can just do four. Or however many, you know.
We could just call them up and say, listen, 520
pieces.
We need 200 nuggets.
Yeah. No, we just do 520 pieces from each of them.
And they'll just fry them up.
That's it.
I'm sure they're not going to be like, no.
Well, I would split it up between two of them because they might think we're lying.
If they say no, then you just call McDonald's headquarters and just wrap
it up. I'll just show up there and say, I need 200 nuggets. Here's my credit card.
I remember when we did the White Castle Challenge when we got the 100. We got three Crave cases and a 10 sack or whatever, sack of 10. And they actually asked us on the phone, you guys aren't busting us, right? You really want these, right? I'm like, yeah.
We better.
We want them. And we went through about 85 of them, I think.
Yeah.
It was 75 or 85 cheeseburgers we went through. And then Craig finished them, I think, the next day with you.
No, I finished them by myself.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You did by yourself.
Well, not all of them, but I was like, I think I came home, I was a little tipsy, and I was like, and I hate heating up stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do it. But, you know, when you got a couple in you, I was just like, oh, microwave too, and I'm like, nope. These are pretty good.
Yeah,
it's fucking disgusting.
They are.
It is gross.
Surprisingly, they are. You wrap them in a little napkin. They're not bad.
I believe that's what I did.
See, I'm one of the. I'm not a huge White Castle fan. I pass on that shit.
I like White Castle. I just don't have 2 days to recover from it. I just don't. Yeah. It's not in my schedule.
No, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
Yeah, well.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, not fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
But yeah, I don't know. I'll do it.
I don't know. Everybody, like, I see people posting on their Facebook feeds and shit. They're like, oh, I'm going to White Castle. I don't get it. I don't understand the.
I don't know. You have to like that kind of food.
Yeah, I'm just not into it. It's too disgusting.
It's too delicious.
It's just pure grease meat.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
It's called comfort food.
It's awesome.
See, comfort food to me is like giant steaks and stuff.
That's not comfort food, though.
Yeah.
That's like not the definition of comfort food, because you wouldn't, like, eat steaks in mass quantities.
Well, I think the definition of comfort food is anything, like...
That makes you feel good.
Yeah, like, it's usually junky.
Like, I'm not just...
Something from your childhood.
It's usually something quick, junky, that you can eat a lot of in one sitting, like, continuously, or something that just, you know, like, oh, my God, I need to have a steak today. You know, like, that's not, like... That's not the kind of food that you would qualify.
What's your overall favorite food?
Right now?
If you could just make it right now and eat it and devour it and annihilate it, what would it be?
Filet mignon with blue cheese on top.
Blue cheese, huh?
Had it last night.
How about you, Matt?
Mim's Steakhouse.
You know what? Surprisingly, out of all the things you guys see me eat, one of my favorite things to eat is chicken fettuccine Alfredo. Delicious.
Mine's baked macaroni and cheese.
That's really good, too.
Good.
With, like... Tomato, like the little mini tomatoes, like
cut up
and put in there,
like homemade.
Yeah, homemade.
Yeah, yeah. With
baked,
the big
like, giant
top.
Fucking huge mm-hmm. vat of it.
Yup.
With nothing but salt and pepper and tomatoes.
Yum.
Oh my God.
Speaking of disgusting food.
Yep.
We all know the kids are fat. Well, struck by a stroke at age 6.
What?
Obesity epidemic fueled by parents feeding children pureed junk food.
Wow.
an epidemic of obesity is leading to babies being treated in hospital for weight problems, and children as young as 6 are suffering strokes.
Oh, my God.
By the time they leave primary school, 1 in 3 children is classified as clinically obese.
That's ridiculous.
You know, I honestly was just talking about this yesterday with somebody that, because I was working out at the gym, which is attached to a school, and there was a dance recital going on, and nothing but hot moms walking by. So I was thinking about it, and the trend seems to be that most people are getting physically fit or trying to. So this strikes me as weird.
Hmm.
We got to remember, you have to account for the Midwest.
That's true.
Like, we're on the East Coast.
I always forget about the Midwest.
The Midwest is just filled with...
South is filled with a lot of
people. And South is just filled with fat, fat people who just feed their kids what they eat, which is just greasy.
I guess because they're bored to death out there.
Yeah. Well, what else are you
going to do? Mississippi is the fattest state. And I think previously it was like Louisiana, and they're both right there.
At one point, it was Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, that's right.
When I lived there.
Once I moved out, it was clear.
They're like, he's gone.
He's gone. We can take the sign down.
Recount. He's gone.
Cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. A survey covering less than half of Britain's acute hospital. Oh, this is Britain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kids over there are horrible.
Yeah.
People over there are horrible.
More than 5,500 children under 16 were seen by doctors for clinical obesity in the past 5 years.
Jesus Christ.
400 went under the age of 5.
They're giving birth to pachyderms over there.
Yeah.
You know what I noticed about UK women? Extremely horny.
Oh, God,
just throwing that out there.
Unbelievable.
I think they're probably the horniest women on the fucking planet.
Okay.
Disgusting.
No, and the picture, of course, is a kid eating a huge cheeseburger.
Oh, give me it.
I thought you were going to say a huge kid having a stroke. Just like his left eye twisted in.
Yeah, I mean, at 6 years old, I don't see... How is it even possible?
And the thing is, there's no 6-year-old who makes a life choice to be that. It's the parents.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talked about that girl that was found... I don't know if she was dead or whatever. She was passed out. I think she had a stroke or a heart attack. And they found her home alone, surrounded by fast food wrappings. And because her mother was at work, her mother would give her like 2 bags of fast food, go to work, and come back and hope she was alive.
And hope she was alive.
And she was like 400 something pounds. She was like 11
years old. That situation, Derek, that kind of sounds like she leaves for work and comes home and hopes she's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's really what it sounds like.
I'm going
to me.
With that. Definitely half empty.
Oh, he's the pessimist.
He is.
It's really gross. I mean, I used to go camping in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you leave the East Coast, even in somewhere as far as Pennsylvania,
was it Chernobyl Farms?
Knobels.
That's it.
The people just. They triple in size.
Oh,
it's
easily.
Disgusting.
Triple.
There's nothing to do.
No.
You got to make that a computer program. See what you would look like in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like that iPhone app.
It's like
booth.
A gravity thing.
Might as well be called the Midwest booth.
I love
Further
that
west
story.
Go booth.
Yeah.
I love that story that you told about the woman that she couldn't get on the ride or something like that. Like she couldn't like lift her leg up or something like that. Do you remember that story? You went to Knobels, and some woman got on the ride, and she was so embarrassed because she couldn't get on. She's like, ah, that's it. I'm leaving. Yeah. I'm leaving. I mean, that was because she was just too fat. She was too fat to get on the ride.
Now, the last time I went to an amusement park, I went to Hershey Park, and we went on a couple roller coasters, and I almost had a panic for me. I'm not, like, morbidly obese. At
but
the
you
time,
couldn't get
I
enough
was
clicks,
like,
right?
Yeah, I was like 2 feet. I couldn't get the first click. I'm on this ride.
The initial click.
With the holster that goes over you, and I put it, and it's just like sitting on my gut. And I'm like, oh no. Now they have a seat for fat people.
Really?
In the back, yeah. With, with an extra thing. And I'm like, I am not getting off of this ride, going to the back and getting in the fat guy seat. I'm not doing it.
That's why I won't.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like holding on to the thing. I'm sucking in, and I'm pushing as hard as I can. And as the guy's coming around, and like pulling on everybody's thing.
Making sure you're secured.
And I'm just like, oh no, oh no, oh no. And finally it just goes click. And I'm just like, yes, but I couldn't breathe. That was the last ride I went on.
Oh my God.
You were with me that time when we went to Great Adventure. And we were going on that ride. And the woman, the ride attendant, was like pushing it out.
Remember that? She was like pushing the bar, and finally she got it to click.
Weren't you making noises?
Yeah, I was going, oh! And she's like, sorry. But I was just doing the noises to be a dick.
She's just like pushing down. He's like, fat, huge.
That was embarrassing, though.
That would have been, if I had to get up and there was a line.
The shame would have just sent you out of the place.
I'm sorry. You got to get up and go to that one in the back.
Oh, man.
And just going like the fat guy. Oh, God. I would have died.
You have to be this tall and this thin to ride a
drive. Exactly, yeah.
Oh, man.
They really should. They really should do that.
Matt, you wouldn't know any of this. You don't go on rides.
I don't. And I never even went on really, even when I was skinny.
Just uncomfortable with them?
I just never did it, really. You
know? He doesn't want his locks ripping out.
Yeah.
There, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're missing out, though. It's a fun time.
I don't want to fall out.
Are you actually you're like legit afraid of roller coasters?
I went on maybe one or two tops when I went to
like
Busch
real
Gardens.
Roller coasters or like just like little gay ones?
No, real ones, like in Busch Gardens, and I just never did it again. I don't know, like my stomach just doesn't do well on them. Even you ever? This is a local story. There's a couple of areas around here that have like a very steep drop in the road. So, like, if you're driving over, like, 45 miles an hour on it, and then all of a sudden the car just sort of drops, my stomach flips even doing that.
Yeah, and that's understandable. And, Matt, that's what's supposed to happen.
But...
And I love that feeling.
That's called exhilaration.
It bothers me.
I like it. Actually, I enjoy that feeling.
Yeah? I'm just worried that, like, food from, like, 16 years ago is going to come up.
Ew.
I would love to see
just
one of those
spackled on your intestines are going to break off.
What is it? What are those things where they just empty out your colon? Where they put the tube in?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see what would come out of you.
Oh, man.
Ew.
You'd probably lose 40 pounds.
Easily.
You'd probably lose 40 pounds.
Easily.
Ugh.
I should just go on a salad diet for like 3 months and see what happens.
I wish.
Your asshole would be so... In so much pain.
Wow.
From passing all that roughage.
Matt, for your safety alone, you should try that.
No, because if you own a salad, you're pretty much what you're going to do is you're going to go on a salad dressing diet. That's what it is, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody sits there and eats salad. They devour it in mayonnaise-based dressing.
Sure. Yeah.
Which is delicious.
Mm-hmm. I don't like a lot of salad dressing on salad. Mm. I just like enough. That I can get like every single piece gets a little bit off.
How about some oil and vinegar?
I used to do that when I was little, but it got boring.
Or just go with the red wine and stuff. Like vinaigrettes.
Just do like Steve.
Just chicken salads.
What do you? You just eat chicken, right? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, sure, like that.
Grilled chicken?
Not lately. I've been eating a lot worse.
Like big fat.
Because I'm working out again. Hot dogs. So.
Oh, you got to pump up.
My body, like, I don't know. It's crazy. I just started working out pretty hardcore, actually. Like doing stuff I never did before.
Excuse me.
And it's just funny how all of a sudden, like a switch goes off, and like I just know that I have to eat more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what your brain. That's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah,
just funny
because you burn it off and you put it back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy.
Oh no, how do I come?
But I don't know. Not a big fan of going on rides.
I guess it was a couple years ago, maybe 4 years ago or so, I went to Great Adventure. That was probably the last time I went. And I went on every roller coaster they have there. And finally, the last one I went on was the Viper one, which probably has like 12 loops, something crazy.
12 loops.
That one, finally, when I got off that one.
I'll text my girlfriend right now and ask her how many loops are on it.
You do that. And finally, after I got off that one. No, wait. It was Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
It was Nitro. After I got off Nitro, I finally felt like nauseous and dizzy. I was like, I'm done. I can't go on any more roller coasters. But I went on every one. Started with King Ka, by the way.
Yeah.
By the by.
Yes.
No, my girlfriend's obsessed with amusement parks and roller coaster rides. She's the quietest, most timid, and like easily embarrassed person, and she loves roller coasters. She's been on every ride in Disney multiple times.
Does
every
she make a noise when she's on the roller coaster?
She puts her hands up, and she screams, and she has a great time.
And then she gets off, and she goes just boom, right back into
she goes
off,
right back
shuts
on.
Shuts down.
Yeah. It's weird.
So. Was that with you when they, we did the Batman and Robin, that one where they just fucking shot you into the air.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the track ends, and you're like, oh, no, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
And then it goes backwards.
Well, you know what something we used to do? Now everybody does it. Do you remember we used to make, like, the board faces for the pictures?
Uh-huh.
Now everybody does that. It's, like, all over the place now.
Yep.
Well, they go as far as to, like, there was these people who actually had, like, a checkerboard set up. And so, like, the picture of them going down like a flume, they're all sitting there, like, concentrating and playing checkers.
Nice.
That's commitment.
Yeah. It is.
But we started that.
Yeah.
Remember the other picture? Like, I was like...
Yeah.
Like, you were like, what? With the double, I had, like, the double Dugans going.
Double Dugans. Yeah. It was funny, because everyone would be screaming, and we would just be sitting there with our hands on our cheeks, like, looking
Looking like
up.
You're bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked... We usually talk about this once on
we
the
actually
show.
We actually cut line that day.
We what?
We actually cut in line that day. Remember?
Did we?
Yeah, we were on the one. We were on the small line because we were getting ready to leave, and we were on the small line for the back seats of that ride, and somehow we finagled our way and cut in and got the first. I think it was the second row.
Yeah.
But we were on line for the last row.
Hmm.
Oh, for the Batman and Robin thing?
Yeah, yeah. Because how they have it like corralled.
Because we're dicks.
Yeah, we are. Well, we were anyway.
Yeah. Now we're on lane.
Never happened now.
Oh, I'll wait here patiently, sir.
Who does that?
I believe she was in front of me.
Oh, shit. Does anybody behind me want to go?
I'm a little scared.
I remember you complained about having to wait for the handicapped kids or something.
Oh, no, that pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. I got to wait for the fat guy seat. You go ahead of me.
That pissed me off. I was online for two or three hours for Batman. And I finally was the next person to go. And then all of a sudden they wheeled a wheelchair person in front of me. I wanted to kick him off the fucking wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the special privilege.
You'd be like, hey, I'm the fat guy. My seat's reserved.
I mean, they already got a better parking spot. So make them fucking wait in line.
They got a better parking spot. They don't have to stand in line.
They probably got a discount. Oh, you only have two working limbs? Well, we won't charge you for those.
Why don't you go swim across the ocean?
Yeah.
Segway.
Why? What happened?
Well, I guess apparently somebody wants to swim across the bay with no limbs.
Wait, when you say swim...
I mean Bob.
Buoy.
Yeah.
They want Baba Buoy.
They want to buoy across the fucking bay. I don't know too much more past that.
Do you want to listen to the news report?
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Born without arms or legs, who's starting on what he calls a daunting challenge.
She said Dauphin County reporter Portia Johnson has his story.
Portia.
It was a good childhood.
Craig Dietz is the youngest of two sisters and one brother, and the only one born without arms and legs.
Two sisters
I'd like to sit
and
here and
brother.
Say no kid was ever mean to me, but can any of us sit here and say that? Kids are mean.
But Dietz doesn't automatically think of himself as any different than others.
It's always somebody that asks, you know, do you ever have any self-doubt? Or where does all the self-confidence come from? How do you ever have any self-doubt? And it makes me laugh because... Yeah, I do.
He's enjoying life as a newlywed and a motivational speaker.
What?
He gets around town just fine. His van is custom made just for him.
He's a motivational
he uses a remote
speaker.
Control device to drive it and to get in and out.
And he lives in a van.
There's
and he
a
swims in a
van. It gets him to Gold's Gym 4 days a week.
What does he do? Oh, he swims.
Sometimes
what
hours
was that?
And miles as people stare in amazement.
Did like There's a landslide no fall into the ocean? What was that sound?
It was him going into the
He's a pretty strong swimmer.
Pool in the gym.
A couple hours a day almost.
Is he just floating?
He's just kind of bobbing up
swimming,
and down.
Swimming nonstop.
Does he have any nubs?
A flipper to push him through the water.
He has a
never
flipper on his nub.
I never really as a child had any kind of fear of the water. When I was little, swimming pretty much consisted of me putting a life jacket on and jumping in the water.
They are talking to a torso with a head.
He says now he's ready to embark on what may be his
He looks like he looks like a biker. He's got like a huge goatee and a bald head.
Wow.
He just said, I think I know who this guy is. I think I've seen him before. When he got married, they did a story on this guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But challenge ever. He plans to swim more than 4 miles in a race across the Chesapeake Bay.
He's going
to
drown.
He's going to lose.
Very daunting. I mean, I've trained.
He's not winning that
I've
race.
I've trained.
That's gone.
Very hard for it. I've trained harder than I've ever trained for anything.
He says it's not about winning. It's just another experience to show that he can do everything you can.
Anything you can do.
No, he can't. First off, he can't fucking pick his nose.
They show him swimming. He has a head, a torso, and one green flipper in the water, and he's on his back doing like.
Why doesn't he just swim around in circles?
Why doesn't he just stay home?
You know what? Because he's got too much heart and pride. He's got more guts than brains, as Bobby Heenan would say. Unbelievable.
Wow.
I'm waiting to see if he has like one of those like wind up toy things on
it. Yeah, he's like, oh God. Unbelievable.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You can't really rag on the guy.
Yeah, you know, it's hard for us to sit here. I mean, I don't even know the last time I got into a swimming pool was. Yeah.
No. All I know is that if he cut in front of me on the fucking roller coaster, I'd give him sweet chin music.
Dodge this.
Yeah.
Sweet chin.
I would.
Well, that's about all you can give him.
Yeah, imagine that. You see, you just start gearing up. You're like, oh no, he must have cut Steve online. And I just fucking knock him out cold.
Nice.
Wow.
Then throw him in the pool.
So you guys think he'll do it?
I don't know, but he said before in that little segment that he puts a life jacket on and jumped in the pool. No, he put a life jacket on and rolled in the pool.
He didn't put the life jacket on.
Well, he was actually like upright at the edge of the pool, and they just like hops in.
Oh, what? Boom. Like a fish out of water.
Yeah, exactly.
That's horrendous. He should go play on the fucking parkway.
Oh, he looks like a post Mortal Kombat fatality.
Yeah. Like Jax ripped his fucking arms off.
He looks like a talking buoy.
Wow.
A waste.
And how did he lose his limbs again?
He was born without them.
Oh, he's born without limbs.
Yeah.
Born without limbs.
Imagine that.
And without limits.
Limbs.
What is he?
Limits.
Well, a buoy. I mean, a boy. Yeah.
It's a buoy. Get it?
It's no, but a seriously, bowling
your
bin.
Your kid has no arms or legs.
How old's he?
I don't know. He's older.
Okay.
Looks like he's
about
30.
Made it this far.
Getting back to the roller coasters and your fear. I don't know if you heard about this. In Wildwood, a girl 11 yep. falls to her death.
And she was all alone on this roller coaster, apparently?
Let's see. An icon of the Wildwood Boardwalk, that big-ass Ferris wheel.
Oh, yes.
11-year-old girl on a class trip fell to her death from the giant wheel. 156-foot Ferris wheel covered in neon that lights up the sky. It's beautiful.
Is going to be taken down.
No. Next day, opened it right back up.
That's right. The show must go on.
They said it wasn't their fault.
Mm-hmm.
She stood up. That's it.
Yep.
They tell you, don't stand up. You stand up, you die. Guess what? The wheel
we're
going to
keep on spinning.
Sign
the
wheel.
Wheel keeps spinning.
So wait, how did she fall out, though?
She got up and she was dicking around. She fell.
She must have had to climb out of it, though.
I guess so.
It doesn't take a whole lot.
No, I mean, you're really...
In a Ferris wheel, you're closed in, though.
There's like a bar, but you're pretty much loose in there.
Yeah, you can stand up.
Especially if you're 11.
It's just a Ferris wheel. I mean...
I don't know. She had to have tried to climb out of it and then was like, oh shit, oh god, wop 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 wop.
We believe it was an accident, they said. It was on Maury's Pier. The operation ceased for the day out of respect for the family. Next day, back to business.
Next day, who was that again?
Business is about to pick up.
That was the first patron that died since they began operating in 1969.
Good year.
It was built in 1985. And it most recently passed an inspection. So, yeah. So, they're good.
Cool.
They were hosting the Education Extravaganza.
Imagine the operator had a button that they could just release the floor.
Yeah. Wham.
And then when they close it, there's no sign of it at all. It's like, nope, I don't know what happened.
Wow.
What was that ride you were talking about again with the loops?
Nitro.
The Nitro? According to her, there are no loops on Nitro.
Yeah, there is. No, she's wrong.
She's wrong. The master. What was the other ride you were talking about?
Batman and Robin?
Oh, Viper, but they took that
down.
The
Viper. Okay. All right. Well, she says there's no loops on Nitro. I believe her over you.
I don't give a shit. I was honest. There's definitely a lot of G-force going on.
I'll have to look it up.
Tell her that. Ask her that.
Doesn't it go upside down?
I don't know if the loops go upside down.
It doesn't actually loop. Doesn't the ride itself go upside down or something? Like swings around?
There's like a lot of these loops.
Yeah, it goes around sideways and shit. But there's no like completely vertically upside down.
I don't remember. All I know is there was like
loops.
There's at least 12 or 13 times the G-force was ridiculous.
G-force?
Mm.
The G-force.
It's a true
story. You were going 730 miles an hour. 40 miles an hour.
It was a lot more than 40. Felt that way anyway.
The G-force. I love it.
Shut up, ASL.
No, because I used that term actually when I was coming back from Chicago in February to somebody who works or is going to school for, I don't know if he wants to be a pilot or if he wants to be like airline safety or something like that. And I was like, you know, coming back, we got back in like under 2 hours or like an, almost like an hour and a half. It was like a lot faster than going out there. And I was like, I can actually feel like the pressure on me because I haven't flown in, you know, over 10 years. And he's just like, ah, man, you shouldn't really be able to feel any pressure because, I mean, you're not even going like 500 miles an hour or something. So if I can't feel that on 500 miles an hour, at 40 miles an hour, I don't know what you were feeling.
Dude, go on the fucking ride and you tell me.
It was heart palpitations.
No, it wasn't.
Heart palpitations. You were dying, Steve.
You're dying.
They have cabin pressure in a plane, asshole. They don't have that on a roller coaster.
Oh, looks like we got milkshakes.
Do we?
Yum, 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 yum.
This Mr. Wiener guy is in trouble again. Another batch of scantily clad wiener pictures are released.
Another batch.
Another wiener, batch. Right. This time he is in the congressional gym.
Okay.
And taking pictures of his body. So they just keep finding all kinds of pictures.
What is wrong with this idiot?
He's a sex addict. That's what they do.
He's obsessed with himself.
Well,
I saw the pictures. Not impressive.
No. I mean, he's all right. He's in shape. I mean, it's not like
whatever.
It's not like it was, you know, one of the, like, Ted Kennedy taking pictures.
Oh, my God. Dead Kennedy.
Dead Kennedy. Yeah, another batch of pictures were released to TMZ, of course.
Batch.
Once again, taken by the congressman on his BlackBerry. They were sent to at least one woman. The 11 photos show Wiener posing in front of mirrors in the house gym and, in some of them, grabbing his crotch. In one of the photos, Wiener is wearing nothing but a towel held over his groin.
Nice. I got to tell you, this guy's a loser. He's a real loser.
He's a Democrat, right?
Yes, he is.
Faggot.
I don't think it matters what he is. He's just taking naked pictures of himself and sending it to people, and he's a person of public interest. You
fuck
just
him.
Don't do that.
I know. That's just fucking gayety, though. He should be allowed to do that if he wants.
He should be?
I think so.
Not nowadays.
What the fuck?
There's a certain
you don't think the president of the United States goes and jerks off the magazines and
I'm sure he does, but he doesn't take pictures on his BlackBerry and send it to porn stars.
How do you know?
He should.
Because he's got people to say, don't do that.
Yeah, there's a code of conduct.
I understand that, but there shouldn't be a code of conduct.
Are you protecting this guy?
Who?
You.
Protecting Wiener?
Yeah.
No, okay. I only protect my Wiener.
And, I mean, why does his name have to be Wiener?
I know.
That makes it ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Ricoculous.
Because he's Jewish.
That is a Jewish name.
Mm-hmm.
Wienerwitz.
Oh, my God.
Wienerwitz. I don't know.
A series of MySpace-style shirtless self-portraits.
You know, to be honest with you, though, I'm not protecting this guy, but he should, if that's what he wants to do, that's what he should be allowed to do.
But he's a congressman.
I don't give a shit. All the other people that he's having a code of conduct for do the same thing. So that's my stance.
Well, they're not getting caught.
They reported that a woman claims a New York congressman sent 200 sexually explicit messages to her from an old Facebook account he doesn't use anymore.
Hmm.
The woman, who is middle-aged and from Nevada, says Wiener told her of his ridiculous bulge, in quotes.
Ridiculous bulge.
And Matt always talks about a ridiculous bulge.
And, oh, I do.
And inquired whether she might like to see it.
Is this normal?
Wow.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
I don't know. Thing is that code of conduct is so, like, Matt doesn't get mad at him for saying, well, he should be, you know, normal and not do those kind of things. Yet, Matt might be doing it himself.
Could very well be.
Exactly. That's why it doesn't matter what this guy's doing.
Am I a congressman?
No.
I don't give a shit.
You should, because that's, my if point I was a was congressman, made, I wouldn't be doing that.
My point was made, though. So it's okay for you, but it's not okay for him.
Exactly, because
that's
ridiculous. I'm not a congressman.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. That's
there is no gander.
That's my stance.
If I was a congressman, I wouldn't be doing that.
because I have a job to do, and I don't want to do anything.
And
that's
here's the
risk
thing:
my
it's
job.
Not like he took one picture and got caught.
Yeah,
he was sending somebody 200 pictures of his body.
Ridiculous.
That I mean, if you did that, I'd be like, something's wrong with you. It's not like he's doing something everyone's doing and got caught. I mean, he's going nuts. 200 pictures to one woman who didn't even want to see him to begin with.
I doubt that.
He lives in Nevada. That's what it says.
I'm sure if she said no, he wouldn't be like, I'm going to send him anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what these people do.
Because a lot of guys think, no, she really does want to see him.
She probably did.
It's possible. But...
Don't they say women are hornier than men anyway?
Yeah.
Well, not this guy.
Technically are.
No, technically not. I argue that one, too.
On average, they are.
I don't see it.
You're not hanging around the right women, I guess.
I guess not, but I'm always hanging around you.
Matt's a horny woman.
That's right.
Yeah, so nobody cares about Wiener?
Not really. Yeah. Scumbag.
It's nothing.
It's what?
It's nothing. It's nothing. I mean, it's just, it's... Whatever. You can't do it. You can't do it.
The fact that everybody, even Nancy Pelosi, is saying, resign, you idiot.
Yeah, she's
you're making
shit.
Us look... Horrible. Resign.
That's why I don't want to resign.
I'm not doing it. No, nope. I'm not doing it. I'm going to whip it out in the White House. Here it comes.
That's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Notice that all the Democrats are the ones that get caught up in these scandals?
Yeah, because Republicans never get caught up in anything.
Democrats and priests.
Yeah, never. They never get caught up in anything. At least it's not molesting little kids.
That's true. Well, it could be.
Oh, yeah, probably that'll is. Come out later.
I hope he is.
Wasn't one of the allegations was a minor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoops. Looks like it already happened.
Porn stars, minors, you got it.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
But what do you think is more offensive, his pictures or what's her? Gabrielle Gifford's picture.
Oh, no.
I don't know. She's got a pretty serious bulge coming out the side of her head now.
Damn.
Well, she's lucky she's got a head.
He's got a place to put his bulge.
She looks like 40 years older.
Well.
This was the... Democrat in Arizona who got shot in the head by that wacko that kind of looked like Steve.
Yes. Hey. Yes. Yes, the wacko.
And she released pictures of her reconstructed face, and she went from looking like an okay middle-aged woman to like just some like old school marm with short hair.
Well, I mean,
they did a good
much,
job.
Yeah, how much reconstructed
if she
they
if she got I mean, she did get half her face shot off. I mean, she looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually not expecting to ever see pictures of her again.
No.
That's why. So, the fact that we can look at her and not throw up is amazing.
Yeah, she looks good for getting blasted in the Scully.
Yeah.
In fact, you would probably still blast her in the Scully.
I'd probably bang her.
Probably. Well, that reminded me of the French woman that got the face transplant. Remember that? Now, she looked like hell.
That was scary.
That was the first... Well, and the odd thing was she fell asleep... After taking, I believe, meth all night, she fell asleep, and her dog chewed her face off.
Yes.
So then they
what?
Yeah, you heard it.
Dog so sat there and
she
gnawed.
Couldn't wake up because of the meth.
Yeah, I believe it was meth or some kind of drug. So she passed out, and her dog just was, I guess, starving and
just
chewed her face off.
That's ridiculous.
So she got the world's first face transplant in France, and it just looked like.
See how backwards is? She should have gotten nothing. She should have to wear bandages or a Phantom of the Opera mask for the rest of
her
life.
I mean, I'm guessing that they just wanted to do this. And
here's a perfect candidate.
Yeah. Anybody without a face? Mm-hmm. Well, don't. Okay, here you go. Here's
born without a face. Anyway.
Like a Mankind mask.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like she was just like an older woman who had 18 strokes and everything was just hanging off of her.
That's a numerous amount of strokes.
That is a lot. But it was not pleasant.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I don't like that. Speaking of discussing surgery, you want to hear about the 10 strangest things surgically removed from the human body?
Now,
the first one got me going. That's why I read this. Mm-hmm. Number 10. Ready? Microphone stand.
Ooh,
surgically removed from the body?
Surgically removed from the body.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. Jesse Wickham.
Wicca Wickham?
Wicca Wickham.
Jesse the Body Wickham.
Oh, she was pregnant.
How did she get
She was 2 weeks away from giving birth was getting her children ready for school when she became dizzy, fell down the stairs, crashed through the banister, and impaled herself on a microphone stand.
Whoa.
The microphone stand entered her chest, narrowly missing her heart and her unborn child. She was rushed to the hospital by helicopter with the 3-foot stand still in her chest.
Jesus Christ.
She made it. Baby's okay.
Jeez.
That is ridiculous.
That reminds me of a. I was watching the Learning Channel one time, and it was people that, you know, just narrowly escaped death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy was walking on his like patio,
yeah,
and it just rained out, so it was slick, and he had new shoes on, and he slipped, and like there was a piece of rebar holding up, like he had just planted flowers or something, or like, you know, like a small tree, so the rebar was sticking up high. He slipped, fell, and went through his, like, underneath his rib and then out his shoulder.
Yes.
And it missed every single vital organ.
Yeah.
It was, it, like, literally pushed all the organs out of the way, mm-hmm, and, like, wormed itself through.
It was, like, the perfect, like, causeway through his torso.
Yeah, so he was able to, like, get up and walk to, like, the fucking phone and call an ambulance.
Ridiculous.
Just, that's ridiculous. Just crazy.
That would never happen to me. It would actually, it would hit every vital organ that happened to me. Every
I would
single
make
one.
Sure of it.
Mm-hmm.
If it didn't, I would just bang my head on the ground until I died.
Wow.
Other things, high pressure air hose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A potato.
that's understandable.
Yeah. Motorcycle handlebars. I can see how that will happen. Light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Are these going up people's asses?
I know. I was gonna say a lot of these must be up the anus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 42 needles.
42 long.
A 2-year-old Brazilian boy was rushed to the hospital in December 2009 after doctors discovered 42 rusty metal sewing needles in his tiny body.
Oh, I think we talked about that.
Wow.
On the show. Probably, I don't know if we were live yet, but I think we did talk about that.
Police suspect the needles were placed into the boy's body as a part of a strange religious act.
Yes, we did talk about this.
I remember
this.
That.
Yep. I wonder if the bag of coins, or not a bag of coins, just the actual coins or something. Some guy was swallowing coins. You remember that?
He was the victim of black magic, and his parents were arrested. Concrete. Oh, that must be fun. Drinking concrete.
That must be fun.
Hairball. Oh, that's thirsty. Boring. An unexploded bomb. Oh, and this is the one I love the best. Unborn twin.
Oh,
those
yes.
are always. That's happened a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy was rushed to the hospital after suffering from breathing difficulties. They first thought he had a large tumor, and they removed it, cut into his stomach, and instead of finding a tumor, they found a half-formed creature with feet, hands, and long fingernails.
Unbelievable.
Matt's still got his fucking brother inside him.
Bloop. He's been growing for the last 5 years.
He had a strange, extremely rare medical condition known as fetus in fetu.
Must be French.
Only about 90 recorded cases in medical literature.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I remember hearing a story about some woman that had that to where they actually couldn't take it out.
Yeah.
Because it would kill her. So she had to live the rest of her life with this giant bulge, this dead person inside
yes.
of her.
Yes.
That's pretty sweet.
Is it?
I don't know, but I can hear that through the mics.
I know.
Coming up. That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
we are in a room with a closed door.
Yeah.
We can hear people
That's pretty good with soundproofing, too, by the way.
Not too bad.
Like, whatever you can hear, it's because it's ridiculously loud with it open.
I wonder whatever happened with the double-headed twins.
Because they're still around.
Them. Yeah, I know they are, but
Is it chicks?
They're about 20 now. Yeah.
I'd love to get a knobber from that, like a double knobber.
I think there supposedly is party pictures of them
doing that.
Supposedly, I don't know if they're legit.
I want to see them now.
They weren't that good looking.
They looked like they would have been
had they been separated.
Well,
had they been normal.
But it looks like their skin was like getting kind of like it looked like they had strokes by the time they were 17.
Yeah. Wow,
they didn't, but that's what it looked like.
So they look like Giver post.
Kind of.
Fucking hospital pictures.
Yeah. But, yeah.
And, of course, speaking of freakish people, 18-year-old Filipino man, world's shortest man, 60 centimeters, just under 2 feet.
Wow.
Yeah. Guinness Book of World Records went there on his 18th birthday, and they had a little celebration. They measured him, and they, I don't know, gave him a...
I wonder what his life expectancy is.
I don't know.
Probably not much. No. I don't know how long Ping Ping lived.
Ping
he
Ping.
He was previously the shortest man. I think he was smaller than him.
How old, though, when he died?
I don't think he was that old. He looked old because he was this weird little...
Can you Wikipedia that there?
Little turd.
Ping Ping?
Yeah, how Ping old Ping, Ping Ping was when he died.
Yeah, that's probably all you'd need to do.
Do you realize that there's cats probably bigger than him?
I remember that little guy.
Mm-hmm. There's a picture of him.
His name was He Ping Ping.
He Ping Ping.
He was like a Japanese or something,
wow, he
right?
died last year.
Yes. Well, that's why this guy's the new...
He was the shortest man with the ability to walk.
Yes, that's right. The ability to walk. There's pictures of him...
Now, he was 2'5" tall.
Oh, he was 2'5". This guy's under 2'5".
So this guy is shorter.
That's ridiculous. He can walk too, this other one?
Yeah. They have him standing up when they're measuring him and everything.
But how old was Ping Ping when he died?
He died at the tender age of 21.
Ooh.
That's bad.
He had chest pains. He died of heart complications. Mm-hmm. The little ticker gave out.
Yep.
Yeah. And, of course, the Wikipedia picture of him is him in a shopping cart.
Could have been a picnic basket.
He Ping Ping.
Yeah, the pictures of him with the Mongolian sheep farmer or sheep herder.
Yeah.
He was like 7'9".
Yes.
That's pretty good. So he's only up to like his ankles.
Yeah.
He's like literally an ankle biter. He's so tiny.
And that was, that Japanese guy. What's his name? Is that what you're talking about?
No, there was he's no longer considered the world's tallest man. There's somebody... beat him out.
But that guy, that huge Asian guy,
they
called on him to save that dolphin or whatever.
He reached his arm into the dolphin's gullet and pulled out like a golf ball or something like that.
Yeah, to save the dolphin.
To save its life. Because they couldn't, nobody had arms long enough to get in.
So they flew this guy in to do this?
Yeah.
I think he was in the area.
It was in the area. I think it was on the coast of China.
He was vacationing.
Yeah, he was like near like Outer Mongolia or something like that. But yeah, he was like 7'9". And there's also
is he dead now?
No, he's still alive, but he's no longer the world's tallest man. There's like an 8-footer now or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. His name is like Sultan Kosan or something like that. Jesus. It's a pretty cool name.
Sultan Kosan, the world's tallest man.
Then there's a woman with the world's longest legs. And she's like 6'5", but she's got like 52-inch legs or something like that. And there's pictures of her with Ping Ping standing under her.
Yeah.
Looking up her skirt.
While she's pissing on him.
She might as well, because he would have drowned. Drowned.
We got a couple more things. Did you want to talk about Tracy Morgan?
Not really.
Yeah, bring it up. I don't know the complete story. I just
comedian
know
Tracy Morgan went on a vicious homophobic tirade during a stand-up performance.
Do you have any things that he said? Because the word homophobic is thrown around so gingerly
from
nowadays.
From what I understand, what he said was, if my son turned out to be gay, I would stab him.
That's what he said?
It Something says like he reportedly told the audience that all this gay shit is crazy and that women are a gift from God and that born this way is bullshit. Being gay is a choice.
That's true.
He thinks it's a choice?
I agree with that.
Why?
Because it is. It's a lifestyle.
You've never known anybody that you thought was gay before they could make the choice?
No.
Wow. You're lying.
He decried.
I know.
Of course you do.
He decried same-sex love and attraction between women. That's just a woman...
Decreed.
Sorry. Pretending because she hates a fucking man. There's no way a woman could love and have a sexual desire for another woman. No way. There's no way.
I was really surprised that he feels this way.
I do agree with him.
The gays need to quit being pussies. They need to stop whining about something as insignificant as bullying.
It is true.
And the most distressing remark was concerned his own son. And he said that, quote, he told the audience that if his son that was gay, what? I'm going to read this verbatim. If his son that was gay, he better come home and talk to him like a man and not, and this is where Morgan mimicked a gay high-pitched voice, or he would pull out a knife and stab that little N to death.
N-I?
G-G-E-R, yeah.
Okay. Hmm. It could have been Nancy. I don't know where
so,
you're going with that.
Nancy.
So, but basically what... Where's the point where he has the irrational fear of gay people?
I think when he said if his son came home and he was gay, he'd stab that nigga to death. I think that was the irrational fear
that's
of gay
That's the irrational fear?
His own son.
Did he say he was afraid of him, though? Did he say he just don't like him? I just don't want to get he's gay. I'm not afraid of him or nothing.
Well, I think they used the word fear as in, you know.
Yeah.
That's why
I don't understand.
And of course, he instantly said, "I want to apologize to my fans and the gay and lesbian community."
Oh, well.
I'll apologize to my fans and the gay and lesbian community for my choice of words.
I'll show them all my penis if they want to see it.
I'm not a hateful person. Don't condone any kind of violence against others. While I'm an equal opportunity jokester, and my friends know what is in my heart, even if a comedy club is clearly went too far and was not funny in any context.
Yeah, well, I got news. I'm an equal opportunity destroyer.
Damage.
That,
I do, out of all that, though, I do agree that being gay is a choice.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's up for debate.
Yes.
All right.
I do feel, however, that comedians do have the right to say whatever they want.
That's because that's their job.
Because, I mean, even like us, I've said about us, like we say things on the show that we may not truly believe.
Oh, yeah.
We're caricatures of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And
do you think he was, though? Do you think it was a caricature? Do you think he really was blowing up about something?
Probably a mix of both. I think he was just trying to get a rise out of people.
Really?
I think perhaps... I think it's irrelevant whether he thinks being gay is wrong or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was really just saying that to get a rise out of people. I don't think he was... Oh, he was doing a stand-up act.
Plus, it's Tracy Morgan.
He didn't show up somewhere and someone said, hey, what do you think of Lady Gaga's Born This Way? And he was like, well, I killed my faggot son. He was doing a stand-up act.
Though.
It was like part of his act.
It's very poor delivery.
Yeah, well, we're not saying he's the best comedian in the world, but it's part of his delivery, and you do get that kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Reaction?
No, you get like the artistic license to say and do whatever you want and not be held personally responsible.
Just like the whole Gilbert Godfrey thing.
I agree.
Exactly.
But you see, in that situation, he was being a comedian. The way this sounds doesn't sound like he was being a comedian. It
almost sounds like he was using his comedian status to say what he wants.
That's a little different.
It is a little different, but I feel it should still be protected under the fact that he was on stage giving a performance.
Okay. All right. Since it was during...
See, the whole joke
Michael
part,
Richards, that was okay then. Okay, fine.
I believe so.
Okay.
You know?
See, the whole joke part was a part about his son. That was his punchline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't funny.
Well, and what he tried to do was, you know, he's talking about people hatefully, and then he brings himself into it, something that comedians do. So it's like, hey, I hate all these people, but I would also hate my son if he was just trying to bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
Was it funny?
I'd even hate my son if he was gay.
Exactly. Yeah, was it funny? Not particularly.
I think I'd have to see it or be there to know exactly how it was. Maybe
I'd have to hear the context. I'd have to hear his delivery.
I mean, unfortunately, it was like...
Maybe he was getting ready to go off on a rant and then realize what he was doing and then backtracked with the joke.
I mean, there are people who go out there and rant stuff that they truly believe, but I think that everyone should be protected when they're doing a performance.
Okay.
Whether they believe it or not. Because
he realized he was irrelevant, and he just decided, I need to get my name out there.
He's not too irrelevant. I mean, he's still doing 30 Rock and everything. I'm sure he's got plenty of money, you know. And like the Michael Richards thing,
that was dumb.
It was dumb, but it wasn't... I really don't think he was that hateful.
I don't remember the Michael Richards
thing. There was two black guys in the audience giving him shit.
Oh, okay,
and then so he started going like, hey, look, it's a nigger. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was just being... It was dumb, but... You can't take that to heart.
You see, here's the thing. I heard his retorts and everything, and I saw his interviews, and the way he responded to it made me feel like it was total bullshit, that he didn't really want to say what he said because he believed in what he said. That was why I had a problem with Michael Richards. I was not convinced at all when he apologized. I don't think he meant a word of it.
Because what it is... You have a million people come up saying, you better go up there and say you didn't mean any of that, and you're sorry. And eventually somebody's just going to come out and say, hey, listen, I'm a comedian. My job is to make people laugh. People laugh at absurd stuff. I said something absurd. Do I personally believe it? Maybe, maybe not. Doesn't matter. I'm up there. I'm being a character.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be protected by that.
You can't yell at an actor
for being a race. I mean,
well, an actor is different. If you're reading lines, it's different. If you're writing your material and you're responding to something like that is off, you know, it's off the page. They even said that. He's like, oh, once he gets off of his thing, he loses it. Well, that's no excuse for you to, you know, just be, you know, a belligerent asshole.
I think there's a lot of pressure on comedians to perform
and
to be outrageous, and they go too far. Did he go too far?
He was upset because he was being heckled, though. He was instigated. It was a passion thing. It wasn't like he planned to, you know.
He was angry at these guys, so he went into his this is Michael Richards.
Yes.
He was angry at these guys, and so he tried to hurt them because he had the power on stage.
Exactly.
And it backfired on him.
He abused that, though. That I felt was abuse of his position. He just felt he could get away with it. He realized he couldn't get away with it.
He could have gone away with it if he just went up there and said, listen, this is my show. These guys were heckling me. They're giving me shit. I'm going to give them shit.
Exactly, but he didn't. You know, he apologized.
No, he, did. He apologized.
He should have said something funny like, don't you guys belong in the back of the room?
Yeah.
You know, that would have been a joke.
Exactly.
I'm kind of mad with no joke.
And the thing is with him,
too.
There
were no jokes.
No, because he had not done comedy in so long. He was doing a spot in L.A., I think, the comedy store or cellar or something like that. And he was not seasoned.
No, I know.
You know, he was off of Seinfeld. He was rusty. He was trying to get into it. And, you know, he made a mistake. He said something stupid. But you got to realize if you go up there and you say something stupid, you got to protect your right to say it. You don't just back down and say, oh, I'm sorry.
No, I know what you're saying. It's
you can back down. You can say, I'm sorry I said that, but this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like Gilbert Godfrey you know, made that
we
joke.
We say things that what people are afraid to say, basically.
Exactly.
Or Gilbert Godfrey said those things about Japan because that's what his job is to do.
But you see, when Gilbert Godfrey did it, he did it purely as a comedian, purely as jokes.
He did
capitalizing
it
on a situation.
And what did he say? He said something about the...
He made a whole bunch of jokes.
Some stupid...
About the destruction in Japan.
Yes. Yeah, like he was saying
as if nobody's ever made fun of dying people before.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean,
he was saying things like, "Oh, my jokes about Japan are a big hit in U.S., but over in Japan, they're sinking."
Yeah.
You know,
he said a
like
bunch
that.
Of, but then like you know, Aflac dropped them and all that.
Yeah, well, because Aflac has a gigantic base in Japan, so.
But they
didn't want to lose all that.
Yeah, but the thing is,
first of all, I had no idea he was the Aflac doctor.
Yeah, nobody knows.
So they could have not said shit, and I wouldn't have. I mean, it's one word. Yeah, it sounds like him now that you say it, but I would have never known that was Gilbert Godfrey.
Really I never cared.
No.
Nope. And I guarantee you all them Japanese people didn't know that he was the Aflac doctor.
They just can't they can't risk having him associated with them anymore.
No. I understand. Lose a lot of I understand.
Aflac would probably go out of business.
But you know what? With everything I said, that's the risk of being a comedian and being, I mean, Gilbert Godfrey is, that's what he does.
Yep.
So if you're going to hire Gilbert Godfrey to do something.
And that's what Gilbert Godfrey does.
He is
a shock comedian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to hire a shock comedian
to do
something.
You have to worry about that. You have to be like, well, maybe he's going to say something.
Yeah.
Or maybe they had a contract with him that said, guess what? You can't make fun of Japan.
Yeah, that's like making like Lisa Lampanelli like a fucking Maybelline model fucking.
Maybelline.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what ain't going to happen.
No.
Oh, my God. Lisa Lumpy Belly.
I mean, you have to make a choice. If you're going to be a shock comic, you're going to have to carry it around with you.
Exactly.
And a lot of people, like Gilbert Godfrey, are proud of it.
I don't think Gilbert Godfrey, the man that sits inside his home, really believed the things he said about Japan.
Exactly.
But Gilbert Godfrey, the comedian, the gimmick, you know,
there's the Gilbert Godfrey, like, I'm out of Japan, dead people. And then there's the one that leaves the message on your Instagram. Yeah. Like this.
Hey, this is Gilbert. I was just wondering if I can do a quick spot today. I just want to work on some material.
I'm just wondering if you knew.
Have you seen these people in Japan?
But he still does. He's on a kid's show on PBS.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's all over the
place. He does a voice. Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Like, they don't give a shit.
Oh, good.
That's PBS.
I'm glad.
He does like a fucking Nickelodeon show, too.
Yeah. He does everything.
He's like part of Dora the Explorer or something.
He should be on SpongeBob. He should definitely be a character on that.
Oh, he's awesome. And he was great in Fort Fairlane.
I mean, personally, I think he's annoying. But, you know, you got to know that's who he is.
Yeah.
You can't hire him. You can't hire Andrew Dice Clay and expect him to just come out there with a friggin', you know, a tutu on.
Nobody's going to hire that guy anyway.
Well, no.
He had his run.
Mm-hmm.
Several.
That's gone.
Yeah.
I guess the whole MTV thing's what destroyed him.
I don't know anything about that.
He destroyed himself.
Kind
of. Well, he was a product of the 80s, and he just never...
Oh, he didn't keep up with the time.
Yeah, he didn't keep up with the time.
I mean, he has to be probably one of the best-known comics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, him,
I mean, not anymore, maybe, but well, our generation anyway.
He got a generation of...
If he would have died in, like, 1993, he would be a legend.
Oh, yeah.
But because he's still around and he's so pathetic, people are like, oh, he's going to be great. And yeah, he's become a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get out while the getting's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like George Carlin is a legend.
Yeah.
And he'll always be a legend.
And he said some ruthless stuff.
He was brutal.
He was without ruth.
Brutal.
Yes.
Like he said, some
and he
shit.
Attacked everything from gays to religion to anything.
I remember listening to a concert of his, and somebody was heckling him, and he was telling them he hopes their kid dies in a car fire on the way home.
Yeah. He was ruthless.
Fuck the children.
Yeah, he said, fuck the children. But, you know, and he was Mr. Conductor.
He was Mr. Conductor.
He was Mr. fucking the Shining Time Station.
He actually said shit. That in one of his last stand-ups.
Yeah, take it from me, I'm Mr. Conductor.
Yep. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
You could almost come up with like a George Carlin like religion. Like just the way he thinks about everything.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He has
his outlooks on life.
Certain philosophical profile.
Yeah, not religion, like his philosophies. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? When he came home, I'm sure he didn't walk in the house and start screaming at everybody. Like, you know, he was, it's just a character, and you just can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like the George Carlin comedian on stage makes fun of the guy with the barbed wire tattoo, muscle head guy, and he says that he would kick his ass. George Carlin walking the street for real would not.
No, he'd probably cross the street.
Yes.
Because he said that. I think that's about it.
Anything else to wrap it up with?
I thought it was ready for break.
Yeah.
Facebook has a new privacy thing over facial recognition feature.
Oh, really?
That's okay.
Yeah, they're going to turn a new feature on that automatically identifies people in photos, raising questions about privacy implications.
That's really bizarre.
It is getting a little bit out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? If you don't like it, you don't put your pictures up.
Yeah. You know what? I start to really hate that whole concept. Well, you don't like it, then don't do it. Then, like, why are these things available? Like, why do they need to use something so nifty like that? Why can't you just have an option? I don't want to be identified in pictures automatically. Just have that.
They probably will have
that. I'm sure they will.
They will have that. The creepy thing is the fact that they can do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been around for a while. It's just now it's more convenient and it's, you know, easy to do for, you know, a company that has so much money. But, like, seriously, if they're going to do something like that, they should have something pop up when you log in, when it's activated, that you can't use Facebook until you choose yes or no.
The one thing I hate about Facebook is they pull sneaky shit where they let things go for your privacy unless you go in and change them.
Yes.
Yeah. Half the time, they don't even know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Every now and then, I go through all the privacy settings and just look to see what's in there because, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
It's
the whole Facebook. Social network thing is getting out of hand. Mm-hmm. It's like the fucking net. It's like the net and Terminator 2 mixing the one.
Yeah, it's going to get to that point where they're just one day the government's just going to go, you know what? See this thing called Facebook? It's ours now. Yoink. And we're going to use it for what we want.
I'm pretty sure it's already theirs.
Oh, at some level. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
So.
All right, so we got Wiener. Not a lot of wrestling talk. That was good.
Mm. Oh, we can talk about wrestling.
We talked about wrestling for like the first half hour.
Kinda, yeah. Oh, we can talk about the battle between Fiji and Tonga.
Yeah, what is that? I know you mentioned
it. Honestly, I don't know anything about it.
Oh.
I just want to talk about Superfly Jimmy Snuka and King Haku because they're from Fiji and Tonga. So how about that Superfly Jimmy Snuka, huh?
Still a wife
old.
Beater?
He's old. Oh, a wife beater, a wife killer.
He killed her?
He supposedly killed some woman.
Was it William Shatner?
Yes.
Christ.
I think it was in like the 80s or something. He killed a woman.
And he's still walking around.
And he's still walking around. It's Who? Just a rumor. Jimmy Snuka. Supposedly he killed a woman. Cool. And Haku, I don't know a whole lot about the guy other than he's probably the toughest person pound for pound that's ever been in the business.
Really?
That's what's been said. That guy could kill you. He could kill you with his bare hands.
Or his bare foot.
That's true. Crescent kick right to the esophagus.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather take that crescent kick than the Superfly splash from Top Cage.
Oh, my God.
Did you want to talk about this TSA thing with the...
What's kid? That?
Oh, it's kind of a joke. It's kind of too small of a story, but it's ridiculously fucking stupid. The TSA is getting out of hand, too.
Well, there is a video.
All right, go ahead.
If it'll come up. And there's also an ad. So we'll talk about this in 10 seconds. This is getting really bad with the ads.
Everything's
getting bad.
Every now and then I tweet about that. I go, I just want to watch a fucking video. That's all I want to do. And I have to sit here for 15 seconds. You know what I started doing? I just started browsing other web pages.
They took a toy away from him because they said it could be a threat. Fox News' Taryn Asher joins us live from Metro right now. Taryn.
You know, it's hard to imagine why TSA agents singled out this special needs person, and from what I've been told,
wanted to blow him.
The Mandys were on their way to the happiest place on earth, but had to go hell to get there.
What an opening!
Keep people safe, but you know, come on. Does he look like a terrorist?
The family was heading through security when two TSA agents singled Drew out for a special pat-down. Drew is severely mentally disabled. He's 29, but his parents say he has the mental capacity of a two-year-old.
Excellent.
The following experience at the McNamara terminal, that much harder to deal with.
You have got to be kidding me. You know, I honestly felt that those two agents did not know what they were doing.
Dr. Mandy claims they asked Drew to place his feet on the yellow shoe line, something he didn't understand. They proceeded to pat his pants down, questioning the padding, which were his adult diapers. When the agents asked Drew to take his hand and rub the front and back of his pants so they could swab it for explosives, his dad stepped in and tried to explain Drew was mentally challenged.
And they said, please, sir, we know what we're doing.
Clearly, they did not. The TSA agent saw Drew holding this 6-inch plastic hammer.
My son carries this ball and this hammer for security. He goes everywhere with it.
But the TSA saw the little tyke's toy as a weapon.
He took the hammer and he tapped the wall like this. See, it's hard. It could be used as a weapon. So Drew's also holding the ball. And I said, well, how about the ball? He says, oh, he can keep that.
Mandy was told he would have to have the toy shipped if he wanted to keep it, a process which caused them to almost miss their plane. So he pitched it.
It just killed me to have to throw it away because he's been carrying this like for 20 years.
Oh, disgusted with the incompetence of the agents and abuse Drew endured, he wrote TSA a letter. A response wasn't far behind.
Very polite, very apologetic. He was embarrassed. He says, we have to review how we deal with special needs individuals. Obviously, he says, we're doing a terrible job. It made me feel that there is still hope, that there is still justice, and that there's still somebody who listens to people's problems.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy looked like. I don't know how obvious it was.
And that's because
he's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it is pretty obvious. You see him?
Yes, his teeth were like out to like his
chin.
So
it's obvious. You have to take it into consideration. So now they're going to have all of their security people go through some kind of special needs identification program where
I don't think he need to be identified. He's 29 years old and he has the mental capacity of a 2-year old. His teeth are sticking out. He's carrying around a plastic hammer and a baseball.
I understand
that. Here's the
thing. There are people who you can't tell though until you talk to them.
Here's the thing though. Those TSA agents seen this guy coming and said, "Let's have fun."
Exactly.
Probably.
That's exactly what happened.
Exactly.
They're like, "Let's be dicks and fuck with this mentally challenged person."
I bet you the whole thing started with one guy going to the other. Check this out.
How many times do you think I could say?
Did you put your feet right here?
Oh my god.
How many times do you think I could say meow? That's from Super Troopers.
I know.
Yeah,
that's the idea I'm getting at. That's what they were doing.
That's really sad. Really sad.
That is bad.
The whole TSA thing is getting fucking ridiculously out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, why couldn't you just like give the toy to the friggin' pilot or one of the stewardesses or something? Flight attendants, I'm sorry.
Not policy.
One of the flight attendants. Just do that.
They're not paid to do that.
Just hold on to this so this kid can have it when he gets off the plane.
This 29-year-old kid.
Well, technically, mentally, he's a kid.
Yeah, true.
2-year-old mentality.
There used to be someone around here, around our town, that was like that.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know them, but I remember being a kid and seeing him everywhere.
Yeah.
No matter where I went with like my family to
was
eat.
Was the guy on the bike?
No, he couldn't ride a bike.
Wow.
He was all like fucking raptor arms and shit.
Raptor arms.
I always remember him. I always remember him carrying around like a Bert doll from Sesame Street.
I never saw this person.
Yeah, and he was older than me. I mean, I was a kid, and he was a lot bigger than me. Facial hair, but you could tell I had the mentality of a 2-year-old. And everywhere I went, I ran into him.
Really?
Stores, shopping stores, the Wild Scallion restaurant.
Was it your dad?
No.
Give me some geeks.
It actually used to freak me out that I ran into him so much. Like, I don't know. I was like,
you're like,
God.
He's fucking following me.
He's my twin.
Yeah.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. Freaks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wish I knew who this person was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gotta be dead now, right?
I would assume so. If not, the caretakers are, so he's in a home.
The caretaker.
Oh, it's that time.
Oh.
Oh, you made it that time, Derek.
No, it just goes on. Oh, it's weird.
Really? Like an alarm clock?
Yeah.
It's almost 9 o'clock, brother.
It's time to pack it up.
That was like 45 minutes of radio.
No, it was actually a pretty good show.
It was like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Wowza.
Easily an hour and a half.
All right, guys, clean up.
Yeah. Actually, it was well over an hour and a half.
With no breaks.
Yeah. We are the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com.
Two C's on my fucking nips. Two C's on my fucking nips.
Fucking nips. We will be having the Chicken Nugget Challenge very soon. So look forward
to that. I might
get
in on it if we do Wendy's.
We can just do Wendy's for you.
You can do 50?
I think so.
First to 50. What do they win? I'll tell you what they win. Nothing.
That's true.
Then maybe I'll back
you. Know what they win? They win 50 chicken nuggets in their stomach.
Wow. That's they win a big pile of shit in
the
toilet.
And then 50
tomorrow.
Yeah, 50 long minutes on the bowl.
Yeah.
Gross.
That is gross. All right, so we will see you next week.
Yeah.